I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We love talking to this next guest because he's got his pulse on everything hockey. Darren Dreger, TSN in Canada. Welcome him in now. Darren, good morning to you. How's everything?
Everything is fine, guys. Good morning.
All right, 1 to 10. Good morning to you. 1 being, I'm still wide open for this. 10 being, I have had my absolute fill. Where are you on Tom Wilson talk right now?
Pretty close to 10, but I'll leave a little wiggle room because, look, I'm likely going to be in the minority in this conversation, not to put words in your mouths. I still remain a Tom Wilson fan. I'm not a fan of that aspect of his game. He needs some help. He needs to work on not doing what he does in that regard on a consistent basis. But, man, he's a heck of a hockey player. When he keeps it between the lines, he is a heck of a hockey player. There's just too much of this stuff. There's just too much of it. And what made this one more difficult to report on was, look, my job as an insider in covering the National Hockey League isn't necessarily to share raw opinion. It's to balance facts with opinion. So my job is to dig, you know, beneath the surface. Well, why couldn't George Parros and the Department of Player Safety find fault, find enough evidence to one more time suspend Tom Wilson? And the short answer to that, not to drag you guys into the mud on this, is, look, the rule book as applied really doesn't manage that takedown, even though it was ugly, even though Artemi Panarin was helmetless, he was incredibly vulnerable, it was an unbelievable, dangerous play. Again, that's my opinion. If you're George Parros and you're the Department of Player Safety and you're trying to potentially suspend a player who's been suspended so many times, it's got to stick. It's got to be real. It's got to be something that you can absolutely apply, and they just weren't able to do that. So why not? Why weren't they able to do that? And if for me, the answers come in the NHL general manager getting together and coming up with some form of rule adjustments that allows George Parros and the Department of Safety to apply a criteria that measures the entirety of the events that went on Monday to a point where you can say, we can't have that ugliness in the NHL. And we're going to stop it, and here's how we're going to stop it, by suspending Tom Wilson for 8, 10, 15 games, whatever that number is.
Well, Department of Player Safety aside, Darren, does not some of the onus fall on the Capitals organization? You know, 10 years ago when this happened with Matt Cook, who was a similarly talented player who could do good things for the Penguins, Mario Lemieux and ownership said, listen, you have to knock this off. Now, that came in the wake of a suspension on an ugly elbow to Ryan McDonough's head. But cannot the Capitals, I guess the question is, do the Capitals have any appetite for having that conversation with Tom Wilson?
It's an excellent point, and I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they've had conversations with Tom Wilson, and I'm sure that they've worked with him to a point. And by the way, a shout-out to Rob Rossi in The Athletic, because I thought that Matt Cook's experience and how well he articulated his learning process was terrific. I mean, we needed to read that to get into the mind of where Tom Wilson might be, because that's where Matt Cook once was. So I thought it was a very educating article. But, you know, in it was the acknowledgement from Matt Cook that, what, he spent 50 hours looking at video and another, 30 of the 50 with Dan Bylsma looking through the video and looking at ways that, you know, he needed to correct his approach, not just his mindset. You know, Matt Cook was always going to be a very physical player. You had to take a different path. You have to go a different approach. Maybe the wires don't always need to touch when you're trying to execute a play on the body. And it's pretty obvious that even though, again, I believe without hard evidence that Tom Wilson has worked at changing and the Washington Capitals have encouraged the work to change, not enough has been done. Not by a long shot. Not enough has been done. You know, he's too good of a hockey player to just lose it in the fashion that he lost it on Monday. So to some degree, I would agree that that in part is on the Washington Capitals to try and condition this player because of how good he can be.
Oh, Darren, the answer may change from week to week, and then we're going to find out for sure here starting in a week or so. But if you had to pick, who's the best team in the East right now?
Well, it's hard to argue against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I got to tell you, fellas, I did not see this coming. I didn't see it coming. I thought that this was going to be a bit of a reset year for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I did not see them having, 36 wins at this point with a couple of games left in a 56-game season. I just didn't see it. I thought that there was going to be goaltending issues. I thought with a lack of what was coming that they were just going to have to hit that transition button. And I was proven wrong. I'll admit that I was proven wrong. And Pittsburgh right now is a legit Stanley Cup contender. How can you say otherwise based on the body of the work in the NHL regular season? The problem is, you know, you have to look around the rest of the East Division. You know, I look at the Central and I see the Carolina Hurricanes 5 points up on the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Florida Panthers. And I'm like, what? Like, Carolina has been perhaps the most surprising organization for me in the last couple of years. You could see them building. You could see the trend developing. It was just hard to believe. So Pittsburgh has been a wonderful story, terrific story this year. But when I look around the East, I see some other really, really good stories. And I've named Carolina. I think Tampa Bay is going to be formidable because of their experience, because of what they've got coming back. And if I dive into the North Division here, guys, hey, the Toronto Maple Leafs are no joke. They're not. If the goaltending holds up in Jack Campbell, they've got Freddie Anderson now, who's at least, you know, putting in games with the American League Marlies on a conditioning stint. If they can get that tandem figured out, they're pretty good. They're pretty good, especially with that 1-2 punch in Matthews and Marner. So the East is going to be a fun conference to watch through the playoffs.
Darren Dreger joining us, Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. A lot of the scuttlebutt here in Pittsburgh as we drift into the playoffs is, well, if you see Boston all the time from the beginning of their careers, it seems like Sid's line always has trouble with that Boston top line. Why is that, and will that continue?
Well, it's because that top line is so darn good. And, you know, Crosby and his line aren't alone when you look across the division. You know, you're talking about three world-class players here in Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak. And the chemistry is undeniable. And when all three are healthy, they can play just about any game you want. You know, they've got the pest factor in Brad Marchand, who's toned that down a little bit as he's matured as a player and as a man. They've got the elite-level scoring in Pasternak, and they've just got the all-round skill set of Patrice Bergeron. So as much as it is a formidable challenge for Sid and his line, I mean, those are the things that you have to overcome in your quest to win a Stanley Cup. It's going to be best versus best. Crosby would want it no other way. You know, he's ready for the challenge. He's fit for the challenge. His line mates are ready for it. And to win the Stanley Cup, you got to get by the best. So I think he's as fired up as anybody to face that challenge.
TSN NHL insider Darren Dreger with us here on the Fan Morning Show. So it lines out like this, Darren. The Penguins will play their final regular season game tomorrow. The Central Division will wrap up their games of consequence about 24 hours after that. The East Division wraps up because of a makeup. The Bruins have to play on Tuesday. West Division Thursday. And we all know what's going on with the Canucks schedule being delayed and the North Division, the Canadian Division, not wrapping up until the 19th. So when and how do we expect the playoffs to start?
Well, I expect the playoffs to start in the three U.S.-based divisions May 15th, Saturday, May 15th. Now, who's starting on May 15th or May 16th, I can't be sure. But I believe that the National Hockey League wants to get the playoff matrix going. And that's their identified start date. At least that's what I'm told. and then the North Division is going to have to wait, right? Now, whether they wait to the full conclusion of the Vancouver Canucks, I guess that'll be determined by the NHL and its schedule makers. But what I was told midweek, that was Wednesday, they're pinpointing May 15th, that Saturday, to get things going.
Have they said what's going to happen after the, you know, you have the divisional play and you're left with four teams, one of which will be based in Canada? Have they decided how they're going to handle that?
They haven't decided yet. And trust me, we in Canada ask that question every single day. I mean, look, I live in Ontario and we're still in a stay at home order. So I can't imagine that the border is going to open at any point in the near future. But is it conceivable with a higher vaccination rate now that by the time you drift into June, that maybe the border's open? Is it conceivable that the Canadian government allows for some form of exemption? Yeah, I think those things are possible. I wouldn't go as far as to say probable. The NHL isn't in a big panic or a big rush. They believe that they can start the playoffs without having that certainty of what the conference final is going to look like involving that North Division team. So there's no real big rush there. But if I was putting a probability, a percentage on that, it seems more likely that whomever wins the North Division will slide into the United States. And wherever that home is, that sister city for that Canadian champ, they'll play both the conference final and potentially the Stanley Cup final in that U.S. city.
Last thing for you before we let you go. And back to Tom Wilson just very briefly here. You know, I have said this all along. Why should I be upset if the players have an opportunity in their CBA to sort of eradicate this stuff or make the penalties deeper for acts like that? And if I never see any players on social media speak out against it, especially the star players in the league, when Tom Wilson commits acts like this, why should I be? I see people, hockey fans, upset all over the place. I'm not upset because it seems like the players aren't. They have an opportunity to change this. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, and I see it very similarly as well. And look, I don't think Artemi Panarin, as an example, who was the victim in this perpetrated crime, if you want to look at the social media experts, was as upset by it as everyone else. I know that there was a communication between Tom Wilson and Artemi Panarin, and I don't, you know, look, I mean, Panarin would have preferred not to have been donkey tossed onto the ice in a takedown, of course. But I don't think that the players look at it and go, oh, they've got to just get rid of Tom Wilson. They don't. They don't like being on the receiving end of it. But they also recognize that he's such a dominant player. As for the Players Association, it's important to remember they represent all players, and that includes Tom Wilson. So it's a dicey one for them, right? And how you dole out punishment, Department of Player Safety or otherwise, is a collective bargained agreement. It is. So the Players Association does have say in that. And if they have issue with it, there's a forum to voice that issue. Every player can reach out to Don Fear and share his concern. But again, there's a responsibility with the Players Association to also represent Tom Wilson, not just those who Tom Wilson impacts.
Darren Dreger, TSN. Darren, you're the best. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, guys. Have a great week.
All right.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren. Great, great stuff from him. Time right now, 9:15, brought to you by WeatherSeal. Get a new roof for just $1 down with 7 years, zero interest from WeatherSeal. Be sure to check all that out. Well, lots of stuff there. That scheduling stuff about the kind of the sister city of the Canadian teams is really interesting.
That's a tough go if you're one of those, if you're the Canadian champ coming out of that division and you're, I don't know, maybe you're the Maple Leafs and you got to move to Boston for the next month, maybe, or I'm sorry, Buffalo. Thank you. Yeah. Just having to pick up and move to the States for the final month if you're going to carry it all the way out through the cup
final.
You
think it'll be a place where there's not a playoff team? Like, do you think that that's probably the way to go?
Probably has to be. Like I said, Buffalo with Toronto makes sense. If you're Vancouver, well, Vancouver probably not in the playoffs, but you know,
no, they're in last place.
You could go down to Seattle, for example, where I don't know if the arena's yet ready, but I mean, it has to be, I would think.
Right, like that would be. It would have to be kind of the place that you got to do it.
Well,
like,
I thought there was some talk about throwing all four teams together
in Columbus.
in a bubble.
I don't know if that's fair at this point to the other three teams. I mean, if I'm Vegas and I get through, if I'm the Penguins and I get through, if I'm the Panthers and I get through, the Lightning, I want to have the advantage of having some games on my home ice, even if it's in front of a limited number of fans, in front of my fans.
And, well, if the Canadian teams, and remember, too, that Minnesota will be open. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
So it's always convenient. You know, Minnesota's part of Canada anyway.
Pretty much. Close enough.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I saw a Kraken sticker on a car yesterday.
Really?
Uh-huh. The logo, the S, you know?
Was it Jason Zucker?
I don't know who it was, but I was like, that's got to be one of the only Kraken stickers.
Huh.
Yep. It was the Kraken logo on a car. I'm like, wow, you don't see that every day.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.